Lastly, the Czech Republic has an impressive record in innovative medical research. For the last 6 years, laboratories around the world have successfully been offering a new form of treatment for diabetes that could lead to a life without the daily injections of insulin. In the experimental procedure called islet transplantation, healthy islets from the pancreas of deceased donors are transferred into diabetic patients. But it was not until a Czech team of scientists recently proposed to put small particles of iron into the islets that these could be monitored. Dita Asiedu visited diabetes expert František Soudek at the Institute of Clinical and Experimental Medicine to find out more.
Part of these islets may get lost immediately after transplantation, and then, if it is successful, then there is still danger of immunologic reaction against these organs, because it comes from another person, so you urgently need something for monitoring of the pancreatic islets, because if you want to keep the function of something, you really need to see it and to have some possibility to follow it. And we developed a new method that it is possible to label the pancreatic islets in vitro before transplantation, and then to transplant them, and then to detect them using magnetic resonance imaging.
Please explain what this new or fairly new discovery is.
We put the pancreatic islets in culture together with a contrast agent made of small particles of iron. And this iron gets into the islets, and then it is transplanted together with the islets. And then, if you perform magnetic resonance imaging, you can see the islets as a black spots which are dispersed in the liver.
What are the chances that the transplanted islets will react badly?
Actually, we don't very much expect that it might happen, because this is just iron particles which can decompose in the body, and the dose of iron is not high. So it's just a little part of iron that you take daily in your food. We decided to use a contrast agent which was already registered, licensed. So this drug was already proved to be safe and acceptable for human application.
I believe that you've actually been researching and working on this for a few years before you decided to test it on humans.
Well, first of all, I need to say we developed experimental methods. This was developed in animals and proved for the first time that the islets really can be visualized. As we work together with a group from Geneva, who are performing islet transplantation regularly and are more advanced in this field than we are. So they adopted our method, and they already tried this method in humans. So there will be now time showing whether this method really will be so useful as we believe.
Diabetes expert František Soudek there, talking to Radio Prague's Dita Asiedu.